This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 74 for Thursday, September 22nd. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were stronger Thursday, seeing a continuation of yesterday's rally on ideas the market remains underpriced. Canola up 14 to over $17, November up 15.40 at $817.60 per ton. Gains in Chicago soy oil and continued weakness in the Canadian dollar contributed to the strength, as crush margins remain historically wide. European rapeseed futures were also stronger, although Malaysian palm oil was softer. The advancing prairie harvest remained a bearish influence in the background. In the U.S., soybeans were lower, while corn and wheat both moved higher. The losses in beans came despite a rally in soy oil, with soft export data behind some of the weakness. Beans down 4 cents in the November contract at $14.57 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of 446,000 tons were roughly half of what was sold the previous week, coming in below trade estimates. The International Grain Council lowered their estimate for world soybean production this year by 2 million tons, now at 387 million. That would still be up by about 10% on the year. Corn, it moved higher, taking some direction from wheat, the December contract up 3 cents at 688 per bushel. The IGC lowered their estimate for world corn production by 11 million tons, now pegging the crop at 1.168 billion tons. If realized, that would be down by 51 million from last year. Weekly U.S. corn export sales at 182,000 tons were below the low end of trade guesses. Wheat futures, they were higher for the third straight day. The Chicago December contract up 7 cents at 9.10 per bushel. Kansas City up 12 cents in the December contract at 9.79 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat up 13 cents in December at 9.78 per bushel. World wheat production was pegged at 792 million tons by the IGC. That was up by 14 million from an earlier estimate and 10 million tons above last year's crop. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales at 183,000 tons, though, were below expectations. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, September 22nd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.